Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Any of those guys were out, so I think it's a pretty good signing for the Titans. I don't know if he can replicate what Corey Davis was able to do last year. He obviously showed out last season and got paid by the Jets. But I think it's a good – the Titans were desperate. They only had one awesome receiver right now, A.J. Brown. And so to sign him, I think that's good, and I think they'll draft a receiver. I think that's going to be one of their big needs in the draft. I think they'll probably go wide receiver.
Story number four.
Elgin Baylor, NBA legend and Los Angeles Lakers legend, has passed away. Obviously, it's really sad whenever you lose a legend of the game. He averaged 27.4 points for his career, 4.3 assists, and 13.5 rebounds. Lots of people have weighed in across the NBA. Mm-hmm. Obviously, whenever you lose a legend, it just sucks. But, you know?
Yeah, he was kind of credited. I didn't realize this. He was kind of credited as the bridge between the Minneapolis and the L.A. Lakers when they moved in 1960. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Like, you never hear about Minneapolis Lakers legends. So I guess he's considered one of those.
And that also, it was natural causes. He was 86,
yeah.
So not a COVID situation, but still really, really sad. One of the best players of all time.
Yep.
So thoughts with Elgin Baylor's family. When we come back, this is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jeff Conkins Show. Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app. National contest data message rate supply. The Parlay Payday. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better better. Download the BetQL app today. 11K a day.
Okay, final $1,000 keyword of the day, and we'll do it all again tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. Right now, you've got about 55 minutes to text this word, WILD, W-I-L-D. Text that word, WILD, W-I-L-D, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our same-day parlay contest. Again, text WILD, W-I-L-D, to 72881 right now for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. And again, we'll do it again tomorrow morning starting at 7 a.m. But right now, plenty of time. Text WILD to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
There is good news on the vaccination front, but you still need to be as careful as possible. This virus isn't going anywhere. Now they're talking about variants, so I don't know what to make of all this. But I'll tell you what I got. It's a bottle of Germ Ready. Got one in my car, got one in my bag. It's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America in an FDA-approved facility. It's great. It takes 30 seconds to apply. One pump, that's it. Kills 99.99% of all germs, and it keeps killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. So you don't have to keep going back to it the way you might with an inferior hand sanitizer. Germ Ready comes in two sizes. You can get 150 milliliters for $11, 250 milliliters for just $12, and it's available right now at germready.com. Go check that website, germready.com. You're going to hit the buy now button. They'll bring it right to your front door. Be confident, stay protected with Germ Ready on the web, germready.com.
Hey, it's Connor Dunning. Everyone loves watching the college basketball tournament, but nobody loves it when their brackets get busted this early. So you ready for a redo? It's time to press the reset button on the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by Geico. Sign up at radio.com/brackets, then get ready to fill out a brand new 16-team bracket for a shot at $5,000. It doesn't matter how bad your bracket may look today, because this is a completely new game. You can even compare your picks to mine. A fresh $5,000 up for grabs with the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by Geico. Sign up now at radio.com/brackets. That's radio.com/brackets.
I can't believe it.
I know. Three-pointer, almost a full court away, right at the buzzer. Amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Geico, proud partner of March Madness.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from TaylorMade. Introducing the new Sim 2 drivers, featuring a forged ring construction, unlocking a new dimension of distance and optimal forgiveness. Now with three drivers to fit any golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins. Now and every day around 5 p.m., today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Hour number two, Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on my columnist, the city's columnist, Daily Memphian columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, are you the happiest man in the world since you're at the happiest place in the world?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but it's lovely down here. It's a little overcast. I'm at the Kidani Village pool right now. My mother and sister are having a drink, and life is good.
How did this come together?
Oh, well, what happened was is that we are not really Disney people. Like, Bennett here has given me tips on, he just told us to get the bread service. Now, that would never occur to me, to get the bread service. But Bennett, being an expert, says get the bread service at Kidani Lodge. And so we've gotten it to go, and I'll have that. We'll have that after this phone call. So, but we're not really Disney types, particularly. Like, I didn't ever go to Disney.
Wow, what a place.
I didn't go to Grizzly. It's the Grizzly's theme park, right?
What would be the name of the parks at Grizzly theme park?
I'll tell you what was not Grizzly. Friday night was not a visit to Grizzly, unless they also have a haunted house at Grizzly.
Yeah.
But my mom and dad, my mom is, now she's 96. When we first did this, she was 94. And she had never been on she was lamenting to one of the people who helps take care of her that she'd never been on an African safari. And so this woman who helps take care of her is loves Disney and said, well, you've got to go to Animal Kingdom. So 2 years ago, we came down here to Animal Kingdom, and I ended up writing a column about it. And my dad had a stroke on the trip down. It was really quite the adventure. And we spent, my dad and I spent the first 2 days in the hospital while mom came to the lodge with my sister, et cetera. But anyway, dad has since passed away. And so mom is home during COVID, you know, doing nothing. And she can't really do much anyway. She literally can't turn over in bed by herself. She can't change her clothes. She can't go to the bathroom. She can't make herself a cup of coffee. She really is really infirm. She has oxygen all the time. She takes a pain pill every 4 hours of her whole life. Like she's, it, it, she's, it is, I mean, she's really infirm, nursing home level sort of care, although we tend to provide it. So, but anyway, so she's inside doing nothing in the era of COVID. And so then she finally gets her vaccination and then her second vaccination. And my sister Ellen gets her vaccination and her second vaccination. And I get COVID, and so I have some antibodies. And so Ellen gets the idea, let's bring mom as a celebration of your second vaccination, get her out, bust her out of the house, and let's bring her back down to Disney. And then for me, it was a question of, I don't really, like, I'm not as good at, you know, helping with all the intimate chores that come with taking care of a 96-year-old, highly infirm woman. But I come down to add a certain amount of good cheer. And so, but the question was, I was asked if I would come, and it was NCAA tournament first weekend. And this is about a month and a half ago. And I looked at the Memphis Tigers, and I said, sure, I'll be available. And sadly, if the Tigers had made the tournament, I would have not come. I would have, my sister would have had to do it herself. So, but since they didn't, I covered the NIT game from TV, which is how we cover a lot of things now. And then Sunday morning, I got on a plane for the first time in 14 months, and I flew down here. Now, Delta keeps a, and I gather all airlines do not, because this was not true on my mom's flight down, which was Frontier. Delta keeps a middle seat open. So you're not sitting right next to someone. You know, it was kind of a thrill to be on a plane again. Like, it was to be going somewhere again. And it's what I urge people who are on the fence about getting vaccinated. There is a slight feeling. Now, you know, it's not perfect because there's variants out there and whatever else. But there's no question you are much more protected once you have your vaccination. And everyone down here at Disney still wears masks. And it's amazing. The level of compliance with the mask rules is the best I've ever seen anywhere. No one is even wearing it, you know, so their nose is exposed. At Disney, people sort of understand, you know, you're supposed to obey the rules, and there's signs everywhere that say if you're not wearing a mask properly, you will be escorted off the premises. So now it's still, if I hadn't had it and my parent mom was vaccinated, there's no way we would be here. I mean, it is, there's no difference in the crowds. The crowds are every bit as big as they were 2 years ago. You can't get a reservation at one of the sit down restaurants. They're packed. I mean, just throngs of people down here, and some things seem a little questionable. Like, for example, there is a Beauty and the Beast. We went to Epcot today. You have to look at this through the lens of a 96-year-old woman. We're not doing Space Mountain, right? Whereas, you know, looking at France and stuff is sort of, you know, you can do that. We did do Soarin', which is a kind of cool ride at Epcot, but they have a Beauty and the Beast sing-along. Well, that seems crazy. Like, one thing we know in the time of COVID is you're not supposed to sing. And so that was kind of nuts. But fundamentally, except for the fact that everybody has a mask on over their nose, you would not know that there is a pandemic. And I have to say, it's kind of nice.
Well, that is good news. That's obviously I'm so ready for everything to just go back to normal. You did see the news today that the governor here said that by April 5th, he expects everyone to be able to get the vaccine. What was your reaction?
I think that's great. You know, I think it's fantastic. I mean, I have 8 siblings, and so there's 9 of us kids, or, you know, I'm the second youngest and I'm 59. Everyone is vaccinated. All 9 of us are vaccinated. Now, one of the interesting things is there was a story over the weekend that a remarkably high percentage of people, even once they get vaccinated, will still feel uncomfortable to do something, which is, you know, is sort of, it'll be interesting to see. And people who were already sort of had social anxieties and whatever, those people in particular, they didn't, you know, they sort of liked not going out for a year. And now the idea of going out is even more fraught with danger, but for them. But I think, I mean, it's very clear. Listen, we're not over it. Otherwise, VCU would have gotten to play in the tournament, right? But
yep. It's
very clear that we are vaccinating at a rapid rate. And as long as people continue to get vaccinated and literally see the advantages of getting vaccinated, that you can do something like come to Disney, I think, you know, it's important that we get to the critical mass. Like at some point, pretty soon, we're going to get to the point where there's more vaccines available than people willing to take it. And, you know, so then instead of the challenge of how do we fairly distribute a shortage of vaccines, the challenge is going to be how do we get enough Americans to take it
so
that the, you know, that there is a, so that it, so that the virus, although it's never going to be gone completely, evidently, that it will have a hard time getting a foothold. So I take it will you get it on April 5th if you can?
I got to be on it. Oh, yes, 100%. But, like, for me, when I first heard the idea of the vaccine and rushing it all through and the whole thing, like, I was cautiously skeptical. I'm obviously not anymore, but, I mean, like, I don't want to get too into it, but I got a family right now, and everyone in my household has COVID. Not here in Memphis.
How are they doing?
They're doing okay.
Don't want to discuss it, that's fine.
No, they're doing okay, but it is stressful
to
not. Yes, I mean, for now everybody's doing all right, but I mean for when you have two people who are immunocompromised in the house and you got COVID going around, like it is not, it's not a happy time. Like you know you don't go to the Grizzlies game and just be able to think about the Grizzlies. You know what I mean? You think about other stuff.
There's this incredible fear that. I had this myself. You get it. You think, okay, I'll probably be fine. But you know people that aren't. And so, you know, are you going to be the one who on day, you know, 10, it all of a sudden takes a dramatic turn for the worse and you find yourself in the emergency room?
Right.
And you don't know. It's like getting on a ride that you to make everything about Disney now. And you don't know 99 out of 100 rides just go around, but 1 out of 100 – the ride just goes off a cliff, right? Like, and you don't know which track you're on. And so that is scary, particularly, for older folks or, you know, compromised.
It's not, and it's not so much like, it's just the fear of not knowing, you know? Like,
it just
sits in the back of your head and it's something you have to think about a lot. So, like, I've honestly been, it's been a chaotic, but I send texts every day that says, how's everybody feeling? I got to know, whatever. And it just kills you to not be able to be there. That's the other thing that kind of stinks.
Right.
It's like usually your whole life you spend growing up and your mom and dad take care of you every time you get sick. And so then when they finally get sick, all you want to do is be able to be there and take care of them. You can't do it. Like that's what kind of stinks. That's the part.
Well, I will say in terms of that reversal of roles, try having a 96-year-old mother.
Yeah.
Like, that's a then you really get – and, you know, a lot of people out there have coped with that. Like, the role reversal of having a parent that's suddenly there, the caretaker for, rather than the other way around. And it's not really that much fun. I mean, there are things that are fun on this trip. There's no question. It's nice to spend time with my mom and nice to spend time with my siblings and – you know, that you go in the aviary where birds are winging by your head at the Animal Kingdom, and that's like a fun thing. You know, mom gets up four times in the middle of the night, and you have to help her go. Like, it's not all fun and games.
Right.
But I'm lucky that she's still here at 96. We thought she would go before my dad, and she's still hanging on. So, and then in the midst of it, I'm trying to keep track of what's happening in a wild, wild NCAA tournament, which
crazy.
I found to be incredibly entertaining.
Yeah. Anything that struck you as the most entertaining thing before we let you get back to your mom?
Oh, the sheer volume of like to me, I mean, I love the piece you did on Hamlet, you know, what a great name, by the way. You know, to me, it was the sheer volume of incredible story. Every time you turn around, you know, there's
right.
There's Ohio, you know, and then it's Abilene, and then, you know, it's one thing after another. I am happy for Arkansas. I'll say that. You know, it's nice that the folks at Arkansas have a basketball. Like, we talk all the time about how long it has been for Memphis and the wait and the back to glory days. Well, Arkansas had considerable glory days too, and it's nice that it's returned for them.
All right, Jeff, we'll let you get back to your mom.
See y'all. Thanks, bye.
Yep,
thanks,
have fun. Jeff. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about the Grizzlies. They got a game tonight against the Boston Celtics. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That is a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. Lower than normal rates are available right now, so take advantage of that. There are two locations in the Memphis area. One is out in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other one is in Covington on Highway 51, and you can reach them 901-867-SAVE. That's 867-7283. You live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. You live in Mississippi, she can help you. She is a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you want to support a business that supports the University of Memphis Athletic Department, especially in these tough times, if you want to support a company that supports the University of Memphis, that's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 901-867-7283. 867-7283. On the web, rookinsurance.com.
Hey, it's Eli Herskovich with a BetQL Tournament Timeout, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Tonight in the second round of the college basketball tournament, Creighton takes on Ohio. Creighton is around a 5.5-point favorite, and Ohio is plus 195 on the money line. The total is around plus 148. Creighton avoided the upset in the first round against UC Santa Barbara, but failed to cover the spread. On the other side, Ohio covered and knocked off Virginia, the reigning national champs, thanks to some big plays down the stretch from one of the most underrated guards in the country. This game is going to come down to which team is more consistent from beyond the arc. Both three-point defenses can be had, but Creighton shot under 30% in its first-round win. You might be expecting a bounce-back performance, but Creighton hasn't shot it well in any of its last three games. I'd back Ohio down to +5. Two possessions seems a little much against a Creighton team that isn't shooting well and struggles to create second-chance opportunities. You might be able to get a better live number on Ohio, too, if Creighton starts out well from three. This BetQL Tournament Timeout is brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Download the app today. Must be 21 years of age or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Got new car fever for a new ride? We got it covered in gossip. Kia on Covington Pike. How about a new car for less than $5 a day? 2021 Kia Forte, $135 a month lease. Get next level versatility in 2021 Kia Soul, $149 a month lease. And fall in love with driving again in 2021 Kia K5, $179 a month lease. All 36 months with $3149 due at signing, and they all come with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get your Kia on at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or online at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $3149 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE319-491, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775-97, MSRP 20,660, K5 MGO5560, MSRP 25,725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 3/31/21, dealer stock only.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
The Wendy's restaurant in your area has issued a major bag alert.
Bag alert, major bag alert.
The bacon double stack is back in the biggie bag with fries, nugs, and a drink, all for just $5. The following are to be expected: joy, disbelief, inability to think about anything else. This deal is effective immediately, and it's only at Wendy's.
Major bag alert. Bag alert. Major bag.
Biggie bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fry, and small drink. U.S. price and participation may vary.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. And they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Leave your sister alone.
You're ready to get back into yoga, so you order the essentials. A non-slip mat, yoga blocks to keep balance, and an exercise ball. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential yoga gear. Noise-canceling headphones.
Welcome. Take a deep breath. Breathe.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Make every day a holiday with today's Perks deal. Half off $20 to Holiday Deli and Ham. Holiday Deli and Ham offers gourmet dishes made fresh from family recipes. Get your deal at getmyperks.com.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy gum, healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Hey, what do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's Grizzly Land. That was great.
That
great,
was good,
great
yeah.
Comment from Jeff. Unintentional.
Yeah.
I actually was curious.
He said the haunted house, I think it would be led by Andrew Wiggins, right? He'd be the caretaker.
Andrew Wiggins would be there in a Disney World outfit just waiting to greet Grizzlies fans as they walk in. No, Grizzly Land, just the perfect nickname. I might have to use that in a game story. I wonder what the parks would be. You got Epcot. You got, like, you could do one off of all of the grit and grind, the core four guys. You could have different parks. The Ja Morant Park would be the for the younger crowd. You know, it'd have the bigger rides, the roller coaster rides.
You know how, like, all the parks have, like, the big icon, like Magic Kingdom has the castle and Epcot has Spaceship Earth and all that.
Josh
could just be like a big pair of goggles, just a giant pair of goggles that you enter through.
Yeah, I like
that.
Good. Yep. That's a good one. Anyway, the Grizzlies are going to take on the Boston Celtics tonight in FedEx Forum. The Celtics are 21-21 on the season. Bit of a disappointment this year, I would say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Kemba's been in and out, but I think Brown and Tatum have been pretty healthy throughout the year.
But I'll tell you what, they smacked the Grizzlies when they played up there earlier this year.
They absolutely did.
Different team. That Grizzlies team was pretty banged up. No Ja Morant, I believe, in that game. So, a lot different tonight. Who's favored? Do you have the line?
It was Grizzlies plus, or it was Grizzlies minus two last time I looked. So they're 2-point favorite. Kind of interesting. Celtics coming off second night of a back-to-back. So
Marcus Smart is going to play.
Yeah, Kemba's out tonight. Marcus Smart is going to play. Which you're the Grizzlies. I don't know. I think I'd probably rather take my chances against Kemba than Marcus Smart. But I'll just whatever. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited about this one tonight.
You think the Grizzlies, you like their chances to win. You were telling me you're optimistic.
I am optimistic. I mean, look, they're favored for a reason. Obviously, Vegas thinks something's good about this matchup tonight for the Grizz. Let's first talk about these games that happened over the weekend. The Friday night was disgusting.
Yeah, I got called out for jinxing it.
You did?
It's amazing the power that people have over the radio airways. Mm-hmm. If you predict a win, then all of a sudden it's your fault if you lose. Which I, you know, hand up, that's on me. Yeah, yeah. I'm a big believer in superstition and jinxes. Like, I, for the entire Cubs World Series run, sat in the exact same thing, place, wore the exact same shirt, did the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a believer in that, so hand up. I was probably the reason that Andrew Wiggins scored 40 points on Friday.
Yeah, so Friday was gross. They clearly, I mean, let's just call it what it is. Like, it seems like a case of, okay, these dudes are coming in without their star player and a bunch of other pieces. Like, we should be able to roll at home tonight. And they just, the Warriors just got on top of them quick, and they just didn't have an answer fast enough, and it was just out of hand quickly. Like, it was over.
Couldn't hold on to the ball. That was their number one problem, I believe. The Warriors had over 30 points off of turnovers or something. Like, you're not beating anybody in the NBA when you turn it over like that, especially when you're a team like the Grizzlies who hasn't shot the ball spectacularly from three-point land. So you – and the Grizzlies, their strategy all season, I believe they went 80 games at one point, scoring 80 straight games, scoring 40 or more points in the paint. They're trying to get the ball inside because every player on their team that's a star is shooting the majority of their shots on inside. Mm-hmm. You know, Ja wants to drive to the basket. Jonas is obviously taking a lot of shots down there. Kyle Anderson's great with the floater. Even Jaren, when he comes back, works in the post. He shoots a lot of threes, but he also works in the post. So the Grizzlies want to get the ball inside. They haven't been shooting a ton of threes. That came back to hurt them in that first game because Golden State was taking and making three-pointers, and there was nothing that Golden State did in the first half of that game on Friday that really separated them on the box score other than take and make threes while the Grizzlies were only making twos and turning the ball over. And that's enough to do it in the NBA. That's why so many of these teams are moving so heavily towards the three-point line.
The Wiggins thing was ridiculous. Giving up 40.
They better guard the wing. They better guard the wing tonight against the Celtics. Because Jaylen Brown went off against them in the first game.
Yes.
And Andrew Wiggins just went off, and Jordan Poole went off against them in back-to-back games. Both played well. Andrew Wiggins didn't play well in the second game, but he got to the free throw line a lot. They better have their eyes on Jaylen Brown tonight. And they got Tatum, too, obviously. But if you don't guard Jaylen Brown tonight, it can get ugly in a hurry against the Celtics. That was my big takeaway from the weekend, is like they have got to do a better job with their perimeter defense.
I thought that the second game, the Saturday night game, looked more like we thought it would, because the Grizzlies didn't play great in the second game, but they were just better than that depleted Warriors team. So, like, they ended up winning because they're just a better team on paper, right? Like,
I think that's what I mean. I believe I led my game story with, you know, if you're looking for one way to describe that game, it's mostly just strange because it was it was a weird game, but it was oddly an exciting game because
it came down to the final
minutes. You had Ja Morant play pretty poorly. The Grizzlies didn't shoot the ball particularly well.
No.
The Warriors were totally banged up, but still found a way to keep it close for most of the game. And in the end, you still get a finish that you sort of didn't expect, but you like to watch and is enjoyable as a Grizzlies fan. They're becoming awesome at these inbounds plays under the basket.
Yeah.
Brandon Clark gets a wide-open dunk on an inbounds play that Taylor Jenkins drew up at the end. He said that they screwed the play up, and it still worked out for a wide-open
layup. Sure did.
He makes a big play, and then obviously they get the buckets they need down the stretch to make it happen. It doesn't take away from the fact that Ja Morant is not on a great run of games right now. It's going to be hard for the Grizzlies.
He has hit a little bit of a slump. Yeah, scoring-wise, he's hit a little bit of a slump. It'll be interesting to see tonight. I would think they're going to put Marcus Smart on Ja tonight. So that could be interesting.
It's a tough matchup. Yeah. So he had, let's see, right around the All-Star break, he was playing so well. He had that six-point game against the Rockets. That was the game where they just absolutely slaughtered Houston, so there was no need to have him on the floor in the second half. So I don't even want to count that one as like a bad game for Ja. That was just the result of him playing 26 minutes and not taking a lot of shots. Then he goes for 35 in back-to-back games against Washington and Milwaukee, right going into the All-Star break, comes back as 21-10 in a win against Washington. And ever since then, like, he had a 22-point game in Oklahoma City, but it was in a loss.
Yeah.
And I believe he had some turnovers in that game, so that wasn't his best performance. And then he's gone 15, 13, 14, and 14. I just – look, Ja would be the first. I'm not going to sit on this radio station and criticize Ja Morant.
No,
he's the best player in the Grizzlies.
We're doesn't just make saying any he's sense. In a bit of a slump, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to do that. But I think Ja would be the first person to tell you he's got to be better and he's going to step up. And I think he did that in the second game against Golden State, even if he was only 5 for 20 from the field, 25%. Not good. Not a good performance. But he said that there's a difference between playing bad and playing good as a leader and as a distributor and as a organizer. And so I think for the Grizzlies, that makes a big difference. He mentioned when the game ended, Ja went and hugged Taylor Jenkins. He got asked after the game, you know, what did you say to Taylor Jenkins? And he said, I was apologizing because in the first game against Golden State, I was a bad leader. I didn't set an example. I didn't try and get everybody organized. I didn't talk. I didn't do any of that stuff. And he corrected that in the second game against Golden State. Even when the shots aren't falling, he makes a difference in the game. The Grizzlies end up winning. That's very, very important. But at what point do you start to worry that this is something that could be extended? No worry at all? He's averaging 19 points and 7 assists. Let's not go crazy.
Right. No, not worried. Not worried, no. Because you've even seen guys that have had, like, sophomore slumps in this league, and, like, we can't even call what's going on with him a sophomore slump. Like, he's had great games this year. He's had overall a really nice season. Hopefully the scoring just picks up for him a little bit. I think it will. And tonight's a fun game, dude. You got a chance to finish this 4-game homestand 3-1, and you got a big road trip ahead. So it's a big one tonight.
Yeah, this one's important. And if this is what I would say about Ja, if you're one of the people that has doubts about him, I guess, for the rest of the season, I think right now the result of his low scoring games is mostly him missing shots that we've seen him make a lot of the time. And you combine that with now defenses kind of know what they're doing against him. They're blitzing a lot of the ball screens, making him get the ball out of his hands. So it's a combination of, one, Ja's not playing up to his standard that he holds himself to, and two, other teams are adjusting. But I think that if you were to say this and you were to ask Ja about this, he would give you the same answer that he gave me earlier this season when I asked him about his three-point shooting slump. That was a big trending topic at one point. Everybody talking about how his three-point shooting percentage has come down. And Ja, to his credit, gave an answer that's 100% true. He said, the shots aren't going in now, but when they start going in, you're going to start asking, well, what's the difference? Why are the shots going in now? And he's like, it's just basketball. It's just the way that it works. Like, he's not doing anything differently. Nothing has changed. It's just a matter of shots going in or not going in. And I don't think his confidence is anything that you have to worry about, because he's like the most confident guy on the floor every single night. So I think, honestly, right now, the result of this, of these lower scoring games, is just shots not going in. And once they start going in, we're all going to go, oh, Ja's back. Ja, what did you do to be so much better? Like, why? Yeah. What did you do to pick up your game? And he's not going to have an answer, because the truth is he's just playing the same game, and sometimes the shots go in and sometimes they don't. So long-term concern for Ja Morant, or just even short-term for the rest of the season, for me, is absolutely zero. I don't worry about him at all.
Yeah, same. I am worried about this schedule, because it is – dude, it's –
I'm getting burnt out.
Okay, all right.
I'll admit it. I'm getting burnt out pretty quick.
I can't say I mean I love the Grizzlies. I love any opportunity to be at a game. I'm so thankful I get to be a part of that radio broadcast. It is draining playing every other day. Like it feels like baseball, right? Like it feels like. You know, in baseball, like, every game doesn't matter, you know. It's more about, like, a series. It really does kind of get that baseball season feel a little bit when you're playing literally every other night. Like, it kind of, I don't know, it just takes a little bit of the luster out of the games individually.
Yeah, it's just a grind at this point. It's my job to write about basketball. Obviously, I spend a lot of time, but like, especially when you've got other stuff going on, to have this happen every single night and, you know, go in and do it. It does seem like a grind. Do you have the desire to watch the Grizzlies every single night that you've had all season long, or
I love.
You still do?
Oh yeah. Like, I'm fired up for the game tonight. Right. I just think overall, like, because it's so packed in, there's games every other night. The league has kind of taken a little bit of the luster out of individual games.
Right.
Like, you just have.
Well, what do you think the players are thinking about that?
We're tired.
Yeah, I think the players are in the same boat as me, which is like this. It's because it's one thing, and this is a point that Connor brought up on the last show, which is a good point. Is like, Ja on 2 days rest is averaging more than 20 points per game. So Ja Morant rested has been a lot better than Ja Morant without rest this year. So
don't you think we'll see some rest on this 4-game road trip?
I think that'd be a smart
Although there's no back-to-backs, there's no back-to-backs on this road trip coming up. Their next back-to-back is not till next week. No, they don't even have a back-to-back next week. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, April 6th and 7th is their next back-to-back.
But they do have a back-to-back.
They do have a back-to-back
this weekend, though, against the Jazz.
Oh, yeah. They do play Friday, Saturday. My bad. Yeah. I missed that.
You gotta think that
one of those is gonna be a rest game for a lot of our guys.
It should be. I think it makes sense. And number, I know you're it's playing frustrating.
You're playing the number one seed in the West on the road.
Those are games you kind of expect you might drop. I think it's a good opportunity for you to do that.
I think they 100% punt either the Friday or Saturday game.
Yeah,
I really do.
I wonder which one
it'll be, because you're coming off. You got a revenge
it'll
game.
It'll depend on what you do, I think, this week leading up to that. If you're losing a lot of games and you need to win them, then it becomes different.
Right. Like, you've got the revenge game against Oklahoma City. You know, they're going to really want that one, because they shouldn't have given up that game last week against Oklahoma City. That was a bad loss. I guess it was 2 weeks ago now. No, it was last week. I got to think that they'd try to go hard and get that one, and then maybe the Friday night game is when they rest a bunch of their guys. I could see it.
Speaking of getting burnt out, this is a tweet from Kyle Anderson at 5:33. I think he's talking about UCLA, but I guess he could be talking about the Grizzlies. He just said, "Wait, who the hell we playing? LOL."
Oh, no, he's talking
about Abilene Christian.
Yeah, don't say that about the Celtics, Kyle. Don't get them all fired up for tonight. You're favored tonight. We got to get this one.
He's 100% talking about Abilene Christian.
Yeah.
But it's funny. It's just like it does feel like you just wake up every day and it's like, oh, what was the score yesterday? Oh, okay, who do they play tonight? And that's it, because it is a total grind right now. It would be nice to have a couple two-day-long breaks, but they don't even have that the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, the league did them a disservice on this. I get it. Like, they had to fit in all these games that they missed because they have their schedule is set and everything like that.
But if the league did them a disservice, I don't know if it was with the second half schedule as much as it was changing their policies when they went through the COVID stuff that canceled all those games that made this so loaded on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the league did them dirty.
Well,
not with the way that they scheduled it in the second half. You knew it was coming. Like, you know that they're going to have a lot of back-to-backs.
Yep.
And a seven-game road trip is brutal, too. But that stuff that just had to happen. If the league screwed the Grizzlies over in any way, it was when they changed their policy. That's what I believe, is when they changed their policy before and it forced the Grizzlies to basically go on pause for a week. And if you do that at this point in this condensed schedule, you're just going to miss a lot of games.
What happens if it happens again? Just forfeits? Not forfeits, but the games are just...
I don't want to be overly optimistic, and I never say never, but I just don't think it's going to happen again. We're at a different point.
Sure.
Guys are getting vaccinated. They're incentivizing guys getting vaccinated now. Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
So, now we know Jonas had it, so he's got the antibodies. You know? So I'm sure a lot of these guys have already had it and gotten over it at some point. So, big one tonight for the Grizzlies.
Big one, yeah.
It would be nice to get back to 500, get to 20-20, You know, if the Grizzlies win tonight, the Celtics will be under 500, and the Grizzlies will be 500 on the season.
Dude, because
how about that?
That is why, and I'm just looking at this schedule. Yeah, tonight is a big one because the gauntlet is in front of them. Like it is. Woof. I mean, they get a Minnesota in there. They play Utah three times in the next week. It's the number one seed in the West. So, gonna be tough.
All right, when we come back, we'll do dinner to go. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jared and his wife needed to get their home sold fast because they needed to relocate for a job opportunity as soon as possible. They talked to Josh Hysaw about his instant cash offer and decided it was the perfect option for them. They got full market value for the home without having to show it or have any open houses. Then they were quickly on their way to their new home and job. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. Let your story be the next one. Do you want an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and negotiate for the most money possible? If so, then Josh Hysaw is the real estate agent for you. The Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty promises that if your home isn't sold in 45 days, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy it. You pick, and if you want maximum convenience, Josh can even make you an instant cash offer. There are flexible fees, no upfront cost, and if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. If you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. His name is Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147 is the number. That's 461-8147. He's online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Hey Memphis, it's Gary LaVox of Rascal Flats. When I'm Moving On was awarded ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. If you're moving to a new home, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. And no one understands this better than Black Tie Moving. I've actually used them myself, and it was an unbelievable experience. So Black Tie services most of today's biggest celebrities, musicians, athletes, and thousands of other people who want to be treated like a star on moving day. You're protected up to $100,000 against accidental damage. And rates start at only $99 an hour for 2 minutes. The truck and the equipment. So whether you're moving your business or your family across town or across the country, the absolute professionals at Black Tie guarantee the best moving experience of your life. Truly was for me. Call today for the red carpet treatment, 901-316-6196, or online at blacktiemoving.com. Tell them Gary LaVox sent you and start packing.
Spring is around the corner. That means the sounds of air conditioners cranking up will be in the air soon. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. This month only, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier AC unit. No gimmicks, just $1,000 off for the Choate's Early Bird Carrier AC Special. If your AC is in good shape, call us to get your $60 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC cleaned and ready for the warm seasons ahead. Choate's is here for all your cooling, heating, plumbing, air duct cleaning, and commercial needs. Call us today at 347-8086 to take advantage of these early bird specials. Or to schedule online, visit choateshvac.com. So turn to the experts with Choate's. And remember, let our family serve your family.
It's tournament time, and with so many games going on, who wants to bet just one? That's why I love betting parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's a great way to combine bets from different games for an even bigger win. And guess what? FanDuel is here to help if your parlay doesn't go as planned. They'll give you up to $25 back in site credit if your parlay of three legs or more falls one leg short. That's one parlay per day each day of the tournament for new and existing users. And this is why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app. They're always hooking us up. The app is easy to use, so many bet options to choose from, and when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. So if you've been thinking about signing up, now's the time. Just go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner with Radio.com and this station. Promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back for the final time today. Big thanks to Gary and to Jeff for joining us. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's time to do dinner to go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that this NCAA tournament is just already nuts. We've seen upsets all over the place. You've got 12 seed Oregon State in the Sweet 16. You've got 15 seed Oral Roberts in the Sweet 16. You've got upsets all over the board. Not happening right now, though.
Today's kind of turned into a dud so far, hasn't it?
It's a little different today. UCLA is up 48-29 on Abilene Christian. UCLA has looked sneaky really good since this tournament happened. I think that they've got a chance to make some noise here. And then you've got Ohio and Creighton playing right now. Creighton has a 9-point lead. There's 3 minutes to go in the first half there. Creighton was a 5.5-point favorite. Other than that, Oregon beats Iowa today. Gonzaga handles their business against Oklahoma. Three more games left to go tonight. LSU, number 8 seed LSU against number 1 Michigan at 6:10. Colorado and Florida State at 6:45. And then the nightcap is USC against Kansas. It's been a really, really fun tournament. Oh, and I can't forget my Tide. I can't forget my Alabama Crimson Tide, 7:45. 2 seed Alabama against Maryland. Alabama's a 6-point favorite. I am already nervous.
Yeah.
I think that this is a spot that I don't like. If there's anything to take away, a positive to take away from the day, it's that the Big Ten has looked atrocious.
Yeah.
So hoping that the Big Ten looks bad again at 7:45. But this has been an awesome tournament.
Yes.
Super fun. Can't wait for the Sweet 16 already next weekend. And hopefully, I want to see a double-digit seed get all the way to the Final Four.
That's what I want to see.
What's the biggest game tonight?
It's Grizzlies Celtics. We just talked about it in the last segment. It's a 8 o'clock tip tonight. You can listen to the pregame starting at 7:30 with Jessica Benson, and then an 8 o'clock tip with Eric Hasseltine. I believe Mike Wallace on the call with Eric tonight. Grizzlies versus Celtics on 92.9 FM, 6:80 a.m. or on the radio.com app. Celtics are sixth in the East. They're a half game behind Miami and a half game ahead of the New York Knicks. Don't look now. The New York Knicks are going to make the playoffs this year. How about that?
Looks like it's going to happen. Yeah.
So Celtics are sixth in the East. Grizzlies 10th in the West. They are one game behind the Dallas Mavericks, who beat the crap out of the Blazers last night, 132-92. So you got a little bit of a cushion behind you. I think Oklahoma City's the team behind you. You get a chance to play them this week, so you get a chance to get even more of a cushion between you and the Thunder.
We're 3 days away from the trade deadline.
We're 3 days away from the trade deadline.
We could have some news in the coming days, whether it be...
Okay, let's talk about that real quick.
I think that Gorgui Dieng, when you look at he's a guy that's not playing. He's a guy that might be able to add something to a team that is looking for another big in that position, shooting the ball pretty well. And he's an expiring deal. I mean, he's going to be attractive for other teams. I would be shocked if the Grizzlies aren't getting calls about Gorgui Dieng right now. I'm sure that they are. So, and then also, we talked about it before. It's a crowded backcourt. You've got three different guys who could be your starting two guard, mm-hmm. DeAnthony Melton, Grayson Allen, and Desmond Bane.
God, how weird is that to say as a Grizzlies fan? My gosh.
It's just bizarre.
Think about over the years how desperate we've been for a starting, like, two. I mean, obviously Tony, it was our starting two, but, you know, Tony more of a hybrid. Like, he would play the small forward. He switched it up. Like, a shooting guard is just...
So it'll be interesting to see if and when the Grizzlies make any moves at this trade deadline. And we're getting closer to Jaren Jackson Jr. news that we've been promised towards the end of the month or early April.
That's right. We were told, what, the end of this month, early April, an update?
Yep. Yeah. So hopefully we get that update. You know, obviously we're still a little bit away. Don't want to press them too hard on it right now. But we're coming up on that, too. So lots of interesting Grizzlies storylines.
So low-key big game tonight. Grizz Celtics coverage starts at 7:30 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Of course, you should watch the Grizzlies and the NCAA tournament. Like Drew said, the next game coming up, 6 o'clock, 6:10 tip, LSU and Michigan. It's a fun game. You've got 6:45, Colorado and Florida State. 7:45, Maryland and Alabama, and 8:40, USC and Kansas. Besides, obviously, I know you're excited about the Alabama game. Which of the other ones are you most excited about?
I think USC-Kansas is going to be a close game, and it'll be finishing up after the Grizzlies game ends, so I'll get a chance to watch it. So I'm a little bit in a different situation than everybody else, but yeah, interested in that USC-Kansas game.
Yep.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I say it every time. Make sure you've signed up for my daily Memphian Grizzlies newsletter. Grizzlies Insider goes out every single Thursday and Monday. It came out today. Dylan Brooks and Jonas Valanciunas pitched a podcast team after the last Warriors game.
Oh, yeah?
Dylan called it Tools with Jay and Me. Tools with Jay and Me. No episodes yet. Jonas said that podcasting is not really his thing, but
I'm shocked.
Who knows? Maybe eventually the Grizzlies would be smart. And this is a free one, Grizzlies, if you're listening. It would be hilarious to get them together and actually do a Tools with Jay and Me podcast of some sort and just let them talk about whatever they want to talk about and joke around.
Dude,
I think tons of people would listen to that. Dylan and Jonas are two of the funniest, entertaining guys.
That was a good post-game interview on Saturday. And Ja jumped in, too. They had the picture of all three of them in the doing the post-game interview. Dylan with a bucket hat. He put it on Jonas. Like, it was a good time.
Yeah, Grizzlies, if you're listening, make Tools with Jay and Me happen. I think it'd be hilarious and great for everybody.
Yep.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I believe Gary is going to be back.
Yes,
hopefully.
Gary's flying back tomorrow. So if everything goes according to plan, he will be back in studio tomorrow. And, of course, we're going to talk a lot of NCAA tournament and, of course, the Grizzlies-Celtics game tonight as well. We'll talk about that.
So until then, for Drew and for Bennett, thanks for listening. This was Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jason and John Show. Weekday, middays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Hey, it's Connor Dunning. Everyone loves watching the college basketball tournament, but nobody loves it when their brackets get busted this early. So you ready for a redo? It's time to press the reset button on the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by Geico. Sign up at radio.com/brackets, then get ready to fill out a brand new 16-team bracket for a shot at $5,000. It doesn't matter how bad your bracket may look today, because this is a completely new game. You can even compare your picks to mine. A fresh $5,000 up for grabs with the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by Geico. Sign up now at radio.com/brackets. That's radio.com/brackets.
I can't believe it.
I know. Three-pointer, almost a full court away, right at the buzzer. Amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Geico, proud partner of March Madness.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from Ping. Introducing the new Ping G425 Series. The G425 drivers have the highest MOI and is the most forgiving driver in golf. Increase your swing and ball speed with proven Ping innovations with three models to fit all golfers. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com. Encore.
There's now a faster and easier way to pick up your Corky's Barbecue. Order and pay online, pull into the designated spot, text Corky's to 474747, and we'll bring your order right to your car. No waiting.
Receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters. Research shows no-touch thermometers miss 5 of 6 fevers. With COVID continuing to spread, it's a risk you can't afford to take. Visit Exergen.com.
Hi, Memphis. This is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Your HVAC system is the most expensive system in your home. Take good care of it. That starts with a spring tune-up from Best Care for only $59. Make sure you're ready for the hot Memphis summer and give us a call today to schedule your appointment.
The best care home services.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from TaylorMade. Introducing the new Sim 2 drivers, featuring a forged ring construction, unlocking a new dimension of distance and optimal forgiveness. Now with 3 drivers to fit any golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
The Wendy's restaurant in your area has issued a major bag alert.
Bag alert, major bag alert.
The Bacon Double Stack is back in the biggie bag with fries, nugs, and a drink, all for just $5. The following are to be expected: joy, disbelief, inability to think about anything else. This deal is effective immediately, and it's only at Wendy's.
Major bag alert. Bag alert.
Biggie Bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fry, and small drink. U.S. price and participation may vary.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99.